Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they had a hard time finding a place that they could afford to rent. They finally found a trailer, but there was a reason. It was so cheap, no one else wanted to rent the haunted trailer.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 to call in and share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, if you want access to all the bonus material, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, you can sign up to do that on our podcast channel on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel over there, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Trailers are interesting. They are, you know, for the most part, mobile. Can be moved from spot to spot. So if something's haunting it, is it the trailer itself or is it the land that it sits on? I guess that's kind of the question. What do you think?
I think it could be one or the other. Yeah. And I think trailers, because they do move around and probably have had several people own and live in them, you know, probably have the ability to hang on to some of that kind of stuff, too.
It's an interesting thing to think about. Let's go to the phone call and hear the ghost story. 855-853-4802, the number. Hi.
Hey, guys. My name's Dave Robertson. My story would be kind of like a funny ghost story in a way. This would have been around probably mid-90s, kind of when Branson, Missouri was really starting to pick up. And my brother and I were musicians, and we went out to start playing music for people here and there. But we ended up finding a trailer that was sitting pretty well way off into the woods, and the guy we rented from, his house was at the street. We had a gravel driveway, went way back into where the trailer was sitting, so you could not see the trailer from the road. And from the moment that we got the trailer, we were kind of shocked that we even found it, because at the time it was very difficult to find a place to rent, because any place you could find was already taken up, and this was fairly cheap. And so we decided to pull the trigger and go ahead and rent this trailer. It was a two-bedroom trailer. From the beginning, we started noticing little things happening, like the remote control disappearing, where you would leave it on the couch, you would go out to the store, you would come back, it would be sitting on the bar in the kitchen area, cabinet doors would be open and shutting, stuff like that. What we ended up doing was we ended up asking our landlord's son, which was about our age at the time. We were like, dude, are you coming down and like watching our cable while we're gone? You know, moving our remote control and all that stuff, which he then denied and all that. And after so many months of just little odds and ends of things happening, we started to realize something was amiss, so to speak. For example, one time I'm in the shower, I get home from work, I'm in the shower, I hear the front door open and slam shut. Somebody starts running down the hall and goes back into my brother's bedroom and slams the door. So I'm yelling at my brother, hey, you know, from the shower, what are you doing home? So, you know, you're supposed to be at work. So I get out of the shower, get cleaned up, you know, get dried off, come out. Nobody's there. And then from then on, it kind of started picking up. Now, the funniest part of all this started was that we were sitting there one evening, my brother and I, and we were sitting on the couch watching TV, and this is dead of winter in probably 10 degrees outside, about a foot of snow on the ground. And what we noticed was a breeze, very cold breeze coming in. And so we looked down the hall toward the bedrooms and realized that the back door is wide open. And so didn't think nothing of it, just thought maybe it wasn't shut all the way. So we locked it. Went back in the living room, sat back down, started watching TV again. And as soon as we sat down, we felt this cold breeze again. And we looked down the hall and the back door's wide open again. So after about five times of this happening, we were looking out into the snow, no footprints, was thinking somebody was playing a joke on us, our landlord, something like that. But after about five, six times, we realized something is doing this, that nobody else is in the house but my brother and I. So what we ended up doing was the washer and dryer was directly right there by the door. So we ended up bungeeing with a bungee cord. We tied it around the door handle. We take and hook it onto the washing machine and go back, sit down, and it probably wasn't 60 seconds, turn right around, look down the hall, felt a cold breeze, back door's wide open again. So at this point, we realize there's a spirit here or something that's playing a joke on us. Now, we weren't scared. There was no fear. We weren't scared of anything at that point. We just thought this is kind of hilarious in a way. And so not only did we bungee it again with a bungee cord, we then took a rope, tied a rope around the door handle, and tied it to the washer and dryer also, and took a hanger and twisted it around and hooked it also to the washer and dryer and locked it again. We could push the door, kick the door, do whatever we had to do. The door would not open at all until we would walk back in the living room and sit down. And the funny thing was that as soon as we would sit down, the door would be wide open, and the bungee cord and the hanger and the rope and every little thing we had tied to the washer and dryer was still tied to the washer and dryer, but the door was wide open. We did come to find out later on, after the fact, that someone did die in that trailer. There was an older gentleman, I believe, that had a heart attack, and I believe he had died years prior, before we had moved in. And there was a reason why they could not rent that out, was because I guess the locals knew about it, but us being new to Branson at the time and getting our jobs to play music for certain bands and certain musicians or singers, songwriters in Branson, we come along and picked it up as soon as possible. But to me, it was more like at that point we realized this was a joke that the spirit was playing on us. And after so many times of doing it, it just finally, we just gave up on it and it stopped. And once we just kind of told the spirit, hey, ha ha, funny, you got us there, please stop, because it's cold outside and you're letting my heat out, and it stopped. So to me, I just thought that was a hilarious story that I have not heard too many on the show. I've been listening for the past few months now, and I just thought it was a funny story that how some spirits play jokes on us as we go through our day and go through, you know, what we do day in, day out, and not really paying attention. And I think sometimes they just like to play a joke on us and just to say, hello, I'm here. And, but yeah, I just thought that was a funny story I would tell you guys. But thanks a lot. Keep up the good work.
I think I know what it was, 100%. It was the ghost of Andy Williams.
It's the most wonderful time.
Because there's the Moon River Theater, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe Andy came and haunted it. Although I think he would have been alive at that time and probably performing at his theater.
Do you think Andy Williams, though, would show up at a trailer?
With a six-pack.
He just seemed like maybe a little bit more, yeah, you know,
a little more high. Refined. Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't be caught dead. He wouldn't be caught dead in a trailer, but obviously maybe.
Andy Williams seemed a little too refined for Branson, Missouri, to be quite honest.
This is an interesting story. And again, yeah. It's like, okay, so they weren't fearful of anything, obviously, right? But yeah. Like, why would it, is it just a prankster ghost that just wants to let you know that it's there? Why does it keep opening the door?
I don't know. I'm going to go with raccoons, honestly, on this. I'm going to go with raccoons were breaking into the trailer in the middle of the woods and opening the door. I don't know. I mean, it's who knows? I mean, it's off in the woods. Nobody can see this trailer. Cheap rent. Nobody really knows you're there. I don't know. I kind of question what may have gone on in that trailer before they started renting that trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the story though. I love it when people are haunted by things that aren't going to hurt them, but mm-hmm. just are very, very, very persistent about saying, hey,
yeah.
I'm here. I mm-hmm. love that.
I do too. I remember when I was a kid, there was a trailer down by the lake, near the lake that we grew up by. And it was originally owned by my grandparents who passed away before I was born, but it was kind of like their little lake trailer. They had a farm, but they'd go down there, they had a little piece of land, and they'd stay there and they'd go to the lake and stuff. And, you know, it was just a small little getaway for them. But they passed, and then one of their kids, one of my uncles lived there for a short period of time, and then nobody lived there for, I don't know, 10 years at least. And as the family, we still owned it as a whole, like my dad and his brothers and sisters and all that. So we go and, you know, check on it every now and then. And year by year, it got a little more and more deteriorated. I remember going into the first time and checking on it and thinking, oh, this is really neat. There's this old little building and the couches are old, and watching like cartoons on a black and white television that was kind of working in there. By the end, the last time we went in there, you opened the door and raccoons had made it their home. And yeah. There was literally raccoon poop everywhere. You couldn't walk in this thing.
Ew.
It was so disgusting. And there's family pictures on the walls and things. Like, it was a nightmare. I remember them eventually they drug it out of there in like the late 90s and then disposed of the thing. But it was like a murder shed. It really kind of felt like somebody could have been murdered in that thing the way it looked towards the end. Lots of shag carpet. Shag carpet absorbs a lot of raccoon pee, by the way.
Yeah, and I bet it does.
The smell is, it's something you'll never, never forget. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of the program. If you want access to all of our bonus episodes, check it out. Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there, or ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I am Tony. Thank you for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.